KD Country 94 weather. Sleep is important. Without it, we are cranky, grumpy, and sometimes unpleasant. Sleep better with Restonic Mattress, made in the state of Kansas from Schnell and Pessinger in downtown Beloit. They have all sizes and right now have terrific pricing on these comfortable Restonic mattresses. Stop by Schnell and Pessinger in downtown Beloit or call 738-3624. Let Schnell and Pessinger help you get the sleep you need and deserve.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 55. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 34. Highs around 59. Tomorrow, more clouds than sun. A dusting of snow Sunday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 41.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Travis Dwayne Edwards, age 47, of Marysville, was arrested Monday by the Lyon County Sheriff's Office following an investigation by the Kansas Highway Patrol and is accused of second-degree murder. Edwards was initially arrested on suspicion of first-degree murder, aggravated battery, and interference with law enforcement. It is being reported that the aggravated battery and interference with law enforcement counts were formally charged with a legal complaint accusing Edwards of second-degree murder. The investigation follows an April 5, 2023 crash where Edwards' semi went left of center and struck a westbound SUV driven by 67-year-old Timothy Hoekstra of Chino, California, causing Hoekstra's vehicle to go into eastbound traffic and was hit by a westbound semi driven by 32-year-old Quintilla Rowe of Norfolk, Virginia. Edwards' semi continued westbound and hit an SUV driven by 29-year-old Ryan Miller of Independence, Missouri, and a second SUV driven by 32-year-old Jacob Sunram of Lawrence. Both Miller and Sunram were killed in the accidents. Governor Laura Kelly announced this week that 19 communities across the state will receive $8.3 million for projects that improve safety on local roadways. This is the third round of Kansas grant recipients through the federal Safe Streets and Roads for All program for 2023. The program is structured so the federal government covers 80% of the project costs and the local government covers up to 20%. KDOT's Safe Streets and Roads for All match pilot program contributes to the local match requirement, covering part or all of the local match cost requirements. Kansas's largest Safe Streets and Roads for All grant this round was awarded to the North Central Regional Planning Commission in Beloit to conduct a regional safety action plan. The North Central Regional Planning Commission received $1.52 million in federal funding with a KDOT contribution of $380,000 for a total project cost of $1.9 million. Combined with the first two rounds of Safe Streets and Roads for All announcements made earlier this year, to date, 38 Kansas communities have submitted successful applications. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Santa will be at the Hair Shop in Boutique 602 in Downs coming up tomorrow on Saturday from 10 to noon. There'll be a candlelight service at the Bible Baptist Church tomorrow night from 6 to 7 p.m. And join the members of the VFW for a Christmas dinner open to the public. VFW Hall, Post 6242 at 102 East South Street there in Beloit, coming up on Christmas Day, December the 25th on Monday, serving 11 to 1, donations accepted. Menu includes turkey, ham, dinner rolls, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans, pie, cake, soda, iced tea, coffee. And organizations or individuals wanting to donate food can contact Gordon, 738-2676. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Kirchner head fake on a three at the volleyball spike line. He'll line it up right wing this time. Book it again. Noah Gerster with his 100th triple of his career. And Beloit leads by 30, 41-11. A milestone for Gerstner.
That was one of 9 3-pointers on Thursday night for Beloit in a 59-21 win over Riley County as Beloit and Riley County split their games. Beloit girls losing 32-30. We'll have more on the games coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at college hoops as K-State was taking on Wichita State in Kansas City. KU back in action tonight. College football bowl season continues. Thursday night football, the Chiefs and Raiders will play on Christmas Day, and another big free agent signing in baseball. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Well, as heard moments ago, the Beloit Trojans finished off the first semester of the basketball season with a split against Riley County Thursday night. The girls' game came down to the wire after a slow offensive start in which Riley County led 15-6 at halftime. They jumped down to an 8-0 lead, including two early three-pointers from Taryn Shepard, but Beloit had it down to 8-4 after the first. Lady Falcons led 21-12 at one point in the third quarter, but Beloit finished on a 7-0 run to cut the lead to 4. Riley County extended it back out to 31-22 in the fourth, but they were unable to put the game away at the free throw line, missing their first 9 attempts from the stripe in the quarter. As Beloit went on an 8-0 run to cut the lead to 31-30 late. Shepard finally made a free throw on the final attempt of the game for Riley County, going up 32-30. Beloit had a final chance with under 10 seconds remaining, and a deflected pass ended up in the hands of Peyton Remus, who was forced to rush a 3-point attempt for the win. It was long off the back of the rim, and Riley County held on for the 2-point win. Shepard was a co-athlete of the game from SNS Drug and Home Health in Beloit. She finished with 12 for Riley County. The Lady Falcons moved to 4-2, while Beloit saw their 3-game winning streak come to an end, falling to 4-3. Addie Bunke led the Lady Trojans with 12, was also a co-athlete of the game, and received the block of the game from H&R Block and Beloit. Utility player of the game from Sincon of Kansas went to Ashlyn Knight, and the connection of the game was the 3-pointer in the fourth quarter from Remus. In the boys' game, the Trojans left no doubt from the start, jumping out to a 17-4 lead after 1:30-8 by halftime. Lance Lundeen cashed a 3 at the end of the third quarter to put Beloit up 46-13, and they went on to the 59-21 win. And all the Trojans made 9 threes, as you heard earlier, including one from Eli Johnson, who scored 7 in the second and another 7 in the third on his way to a career-high 16 points, being named the SNS Drug Home Health Athlete of the Game. Bryce Beisner added 10 points all in the first half. Noah Gerstner cashed in 2 3-pointers, his second being the 100th made 3-pointer in his career, which is also the connection of the game from Cunningham Telephone and Cable, along with an alley-oop pass from Jackson Cheney to Beisner for a dunk in the second. Quinn Eiler got the game started by making 2 threes, and he also got the block of the game from H&R Block and Beloit. Joel Rexrow scored the first varsity points of his career, finishing with 7 and being awarded the utility player of the game from Sincon of Kansas. With the win, Beloit going to the break at 7-0, while Riley County fell to 1-5 on the season with the loss. Again, it was a split on Thursday night, the Beloit boys winning 59-21, and the Riley County girls on top 32-30.
Perry, give it to him! Tyler Perry coming alive in the second half!
That 3-point K-State up 58-47 as they would go on to a 69-60 win over Wichita State in the Wildcat Classic at the T-Mobile Center in Kansas City Thursday night. Perry finished with 17 points, making 3 3-pointers in all 6 of his free throw attempts. Cam Carter went 8-9 from the line and added 15, while David Gasson scored 13. Arthur Kaluma had 11. Quincy Ballard led 3 Shockers in double figures with 13. K-State's now 9-3 on the season, while WSU fell to 8-4. In men's hoops tonight, number 2 Kansas hosting Yale at Allen Fieldhouse. The Jayhawks come in at 10-1, the Bulldogs 7-5 this season. KU coach Bill Self on the matchup this evening.
I think they're very well coached. You know, I think James is a terrific coach. You know, they're picked to win the Ivy, if I'm not mistaken. They've got guys that can shoot the basketball. They got a 7-foot center that's 12-25 from 3 for the year and can score pass like Hunter. And I'm not exaggerating. I mean, he's good. They got guards that can shoot it. You know, a pretty bright team, too. Pretty smart.
Catch KU and Yale on Z96.3 The Lake. Pregame at 6:30 and tip-off at 7 from Lawrence. Also in college sports and football, the bowl season rolls on. KU will be playing in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl against UNLV on Tuesday. K-State in the Pop-Tarts Bowl against NC State next Thursday. Tonight, though, another Big 12 team takes the field with UCF facing Georgia Tech in the Gasparilla Bowl at 5:30 on ESPN. You can visit NCAA.com for a full look at the bowl schedule and results.
Has a snap, sets the laces, progresses, back of the end zone, leaping catch, caught, touchdown! DeMarcus!
Marcus Robinson for the fourth game in a row. A career best streak for D-Rob. And with 21 seconds left in the half, Stafford hits Robinson for six.
That touchdown pass put the Rams up 17-7 at halftime on Thursday night. They would extend their lead to 30-7 early in the fourth quarter. However, the Rams had to sweat it out. The Saints got within 30-22 with just under 4 minutes left. A failed onside kick and one first down later, the Rams were able to kneel out the clock, moving to 8-7 with the win, keeping their wild card playoff hopes alive in the NFC. The Saints dropped to 7-8, but they're still just a half a game out in the NFC South, pending the results this weekend for the Buccaneers. Long holiday weekend upcoming. The Chiefs are getting prepared to play the Raiders on Christmas Day. Kansas City at the AFC West standings at 9-5, while the Raiders are 6-8 on the season. Chiefs won in Vegas 31-17 in Week 12. Chiefs coach Andy Reid on the second matchup.
For the challenge of playing the Raiders, they're playing good football. Antonio has done a real nice job with that group, and they're playing hard. They've got a good scheme offensively and defensively, and special teams for that matter. The main thing is getting ready, and you know that they're still alive. I mean, so, and then it's the Raiders versus the Chiefs, so you just got to get ready.
Catch the Chiefs and Raiders on Z96.3 Through the Lake on Monday on pregame coverage beginning at 11 o'clock and kickoff at noon from Arrowhead Stadium. Finally in sports, the L.A. Dodgers are spending big money in free agency yet again. Star Japanese pitcher Yoshinobu Yamamoto agreed to terms to join the Dodgers on a 12-year, $325 million deal. Several large market teams were in the running, but Yamamoto chose the Dodgers, and you can read more about the signing at MLB.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.